Should houses of worship resume normal services despite COVID? Some pastors who initially said yes are changing their minds, according to a new survey. Here's NPR's Tom Gelton.
North Point Ministries is a massive megachurch complex in the Atlanta area. On a normal weekend in pre-COVID times, more than 30,000 people worshiped across the ministry's six church locations. As of May, all of them were closed, as were most churches around the country. Andy Stanley, the founding pastor, said the North Point churches would reopen on August 9th. But in a video message this week, Stanley said the situation has changed.
We've decided to suspend in-person adult worship services for the remainder of the year.
No more services until 2021 at the earliest. In May, it appeared the coronavirus situation was getting better in Georgia. Now it's worse.
Consequently, we cannot guarantee your safety, and that's a big part of this decision. And here's the thing, even if we did reopen, we certainly would not be able to create a quality adult or children's worship experience with social distancing protocols in place.
And North Point is not alone. In May, the Barna Group, which surveys pastors on a regular basis, found 0% expecting their churches to stay closed all year. This week, Barna announced that 5% of pastors now say their churches won't reopen this year after all. Quite a jump from just 2 months ago. In addition, some churches that had reopened have since closed down again. Late last month, 56% of pastors said their churches were back in business. In this week's report, that was down to 49%. Tom Gelton, NPR News.